Well, we are talking to entrepreneurs all the time, and that makes us radio entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Thanks for tuning us in. Thanks for checking us out on YouTube and on LinkedIn and on Twitter and all the other different ways that Alex Cooper connects us with you wannabe entrepreneurs and our entrepreneurs. Our next guest, is Bill Herlicka.
Herlicka
of AB American Beer Equipment.
American Beer Equipment.
Yep. Great. So welcome to the show. Tell us about American Beer Equipment.
Sure. American Beer Equipment is located in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's an American-run, American-engineered equipment supplier for craft brewers, craft distillers. We have tanks ranging from 3 barrels on up to 150 for fermenters, brew houses from 3 barrels on up to 120 coffee houses as well. It's an interesting environment. It's become in the last 5 years the number one supplier of beer equipment to the United States.
Wow.
Mm. So I'm the New England representative. I sell equipment for them. I do some consulting for startup customers. A little bit of everything these days.
So how did you get into this business? What's your background?
Well, I started making beer in 1994. Doesn't seem that long ago until someone tells me that, oh, they weren't even born then. In 2008, my wife and I decided that we wanted to open our own brewery. We'd worked for large companies, Fortune 500s, global entities. We really wanted to try to take control of our careers and have a little more say in what goes on, as well as our hours. In 2009, I opened White Birch Brewing in Hooksett, New Hampshire, and we took that from 15 to 20 gallons a batch in 3 stores to 13 states, 30 barrels a batch, or 1,000 gallons, and I sold it in October of 2016. Since then, I like beer. I like the entrepreneurship spirit. I like the madness that comes with working in this industry. So I've taken what I know. I work with American Beer selling their equipment, and then I work with my customers to help them figure out how to expand, how to start up, and for a select group of customers, I do some consulting for them to help them understand everything from business planning and site selection to staffing.
Wow. What do you like best about the business? Is it, you know, people in the beer business, I assume you love it.
Oh, it's a passion. You know, the people are awesome. I meet people who used to be welders. I meet people that were in the military. I meet people that...
But they're beer lovers, right?
They all love beer.
They love beer.
Yeah.
They love to drink beer, right?
They love to drink beer. They love to brew beer. They love to talk about ideas. And, you know...
What is it about beer?
It's social.
Is that what it is?
I mean, you don't hear someone say, hey, you know, let's grab a couple of carrots from the garden, sit on the back 40 and ponder life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
Let's grab a couple of beers. Let's go hang out. I mean, it's as simple and as social as that.
And you do get some social activity with wine, but it's not the same. Beer is really a unique psychological mindset, isn't it? Because I think of my friends who love beer, and everything revolves around the activity of drinking beer with their friends.
Well,
skiing,
yeah,
kayaking,
sure.
You know,
sure.
Everything's about beer.
Well, think about it. Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let's have a beer. The beer is probably about 5 or 6% alcohol. You can have a couple, still be semi-coherent or reasonably coherent.
If you are coherent to start with.
Yes. Let's sit down and crack a bottle of wine. 14 to 18% alcohol by volume. I mean.
More expensive. Not necessarily. Yeah, but.
Well, unless you're buying a $10 bottle. But,
right.
You know, it just. One is more conducive to an evening and social conversation, and the other is more, to me, reflective and contemplative.
Is there in your work, do you find that it's more male or female?
Oh, it's absolutely male-dominated.
It's an old-fashioned business in a lot of ways.
It is. There's a growing number of women that are getting in as brewers. One of the things that I really enjoyed, I ran boy, you know those days when a term just gets in your head and then disappears?
Every minute.
Absolutely.
I used to run one of those too. Yeah. Oh, forgot what it was.
Yeah. I ran an apprentice program. There it is.
I was biding time while you remembered.
You're awesome. Thank you. I ran an apprentice program for a number of years, and in part because my operation was so small and manual, I needed help, and in part because the interest in getting in was so high that I could get people on a six-month program. I designed it so it would be what's in it for me and you. I get labor, I teach you. You graduate with a beer you design, we have a big party, and then you go off and do what you intended to do. But we had a number of women come through the program, and I liked having them be there and be in the process because I think women have a better taste or sense of taste than men do. And
I've noticed that. I've heard that.
Yeah, and I like Belgian beers, so a lot of what a Belgian beer is about is the taste that comes from the yeast and the profile it makes. And when you ask someone, all right, if you come and do this, your first milestone is deciding what you want to brew. So if you can make anything you want to make, what defines you? And then helping them understand how to get through that. And it's a very different conversation and mindset from a man or a woman. And a lot more collaborative on the other side.
I grew up not drinking American wines. And to this day, I still have not developed a great fondness for American wines.
Hmm.
I do notice a difference between American wines, let's say, New Zealand wines. I'll give New Zealand some credit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, South African wines, European wines.
Sure.
If I were to give you like a bunch of mugs of beer, can you basically pick the regions that they're from of the world? And say, you know, this is a German beer, this is a Dutch beer, this is a British beer, besides the fact the British don't always refrigerate their beers. They drink them warm at the pub.
Also to the English. I've done that many times.
Yeah.
I can tell you pretty close what a style is. I could tell you a lot of the background of where it came from. The challenge with your question is the United States has become the leading sort of caretaker and steward of world styles. So many,
right,
because
everything is here.
Gone.
It's like the culture of the country. It's the melting pot for beers now, isn't it?
Right. And we've mastered the styles of the world, and we've bent them to our own tastes and preferences. And now in today's world, what used to be a classic IPA could be anything. It's more marketing than it is stylistically true.
Right. So you're a big fan of American beers because there's more variety.
I learned to brew beer with a Belgian mentality.
And that means?
If my neighbor makes a wit beer this way, I'm going to make it that way. Why? Because I feel like it.
All right. Besides Belgian beers,
yes.
Any other beers that you like the character of certain other beers?
Oh, sure. I love English styles.
Right.
You know, an English Bitters is a great pub beer. An ESB is a great pub beer. A barley wine.
Yeah.
Rare animal in today's market, but just such a beautiful big beer. That was one of the English styles that really caught my excitement. I actually went to the Young's
listening
Ram
to you
Brewery.
Is like listening to a, you know, listening to a person talking about romance. it's like you have a love affair with beers.
It's great stuff.
I had to find the right way to say this without getting in trouble.
It's all right. They're all laughing. It's either going to be edited out.
Well, they're always
out
laughing
or
at me. He's not going to edit it out. But it is. It's like a love affair you have with it. I mean, my wife has a degree in culinary arts, and she talks about food this way.
Sure.
The problem is she talks about it all day long every day, which drives me crazy because I don't want to be eating all the time.
But don't you eat well?
I try not to eat with my wife all the time. I'd be selective about it. Or I'd be 280 pounds.
All
it's tough. She just loves food. But she does. She can taste the food.
Mm-hmm.
And she can tell you every ingredient in it.
But that's a great segue. A master carpenter.
Right.
A master builder. A painter. An artist. A chef. A brewer. Anyone that finds a passion in what they do. An entrepreneur. What's your passion? What drives you? We could all sit in a cube and answer a headset phone call all day long. And many people make a decent living doing that. But if that doesn't really work for you, what drives you? And then how do you get off of your butt and turn it into something real?
That's you. And beer, and you are beer.
Yes.
It's, we've had this discussion. It's consistent with who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Bill, you know, I actually could talk to you a lot longer. We do have limitations, so I'd want you to come back. It's great to have an entrepreneur that's really pursuing a passion that they love, and you can really feel it, and that's why I sort of went a little bit far astray with you. If somebody wants to find you at American Beer Equipment, how would they do that?
So you can find me at Bill H. at AmericanBeerEquipment.com. I'm on LinkedIn. My consulting website is BrewerConsultingBrewer.com. I'm out there.
Connect with us on LinkedIn too, all of us with all our connections.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Are you going to come back again and talk to us some more?
Sure.
Bring some beer?
Oh, if you're willing, I'll bring some
beer. I'm not a big beer drinker. I'll admit it. That's a loss for me. But I wouldn't mind if you showed up with some beer and did a little tasting. You could talk about the different things. And
sure, I can bring in some beer.
Great.
We could have a little tasting.
Thanks for being on the show, and I appreciate it. And if I drank beer, you probably wouldn't notice a difference in me. I never measure up, no matter what, beer or no beer. Thanks for being on the show. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break, and this is the one and only Radio Entrepreneurs.